at Pacific High School, we talk about the primacy of self-discovery and that learning happens with support and adventure and real life application.
Phil Burdick teaches English at Pacific High School and was one of the faculty members that traveled to D.C. with six students to take part in the virtual museum workshop at the Smithsonian.
And to see the students take these artifacts, research about them, write about them, photograph them, have the experts right there at hand and be able to create this really professional quality piece is everything that we believe in school.
Oh my gosh, you have no idea. That was the first time I ever left Sitka. That was the best thing that could have ever happened to me.
Sophomore Melissa Freeman had pretty much decided she was going to be a mechanic. But after working on this project at the Smithsonian, she's starting to think again.
When I was there, I actually picked up one of their books with a whole bunch of different applications for different jobs and colleges and stuff there and internships. And I've been thinking about it. You know, in Sitka, you kind of live in a glass box. I mean, you can see what's out there, but until you go out there and experience, you really just don't know.
Freeman says she's something of a history geek, but the technology for photographing the artifacts is anything but archaic.
When we placed them on the turntable, they spun every 10 degrees, and they sat there for 5 seconds long enough to take a picture. And then they rotated again, and we did that 36 times, so we had 360 degrees of the image, and we formatted it into the program. And we also took pictures of, like, some extreme detail on the object called hotspots.
Hotspots are what viewers click on when looking at an artifact online, allowing you to zoom in on intricate detail like engraving or beading. Another student, Julie Wells, is flipping through research books in a back room at the Sheldon Jackson Museum.
Well, they didn't have really much information on the objects we were researching, so we had to, like, we didn't really know what to write, but we came up with something for everything.
And that was challenging, but luckily the students had access to native artists and elders like Julie's uncle, carver Tommy Joseph, who did know how to identify objects. The students were also lucky to have Tlingit artist Cass Pook on the trip.
And it was pretty interesting to go to the National Museum of Americans. It was Suitland repository where they keep all their collections and see the notes and know that, well, you know, Emmons is really well known and Hyde is really well known, but their notes are wrong because you've heard the history of how things were made through your ancestors. So
it turns, you know, with age, I've seen some of them that's really dark like that.
Mm-hmm. So it could be mountain goat horn.
Right, exactly.
And that's what it was listed as.
But the project isn't over. Ron Levine, a Sitka carver, is looking at one of the 3D images that the students archived. Another artifact he believes was mislabeled is an Aleutic knife.
And why does it look familiar?
The circle and dot is what we call the circle and dot. They had the circles and then the dot in the middle.
So it could be an Aleutic knife with an Athabascan sheath.
The people traveling through the areas, they could have traded. Somebody might have picked it up and made his own sheets for it, so anything could have, it's possible there.
It's this kind of research and knowledge that is helping to preserve thousands of artifacts, combined with the technology programs which Burdick students have learned to master. In essence, they are making history.
Anybody can go to the Cultural Resource Center and check this stuff out, but it's prohibitive for most people to get there. But if you have an internet connection, you have access to, you know, the very fine carving detail, or the, you know, Cass was finding specific beading techniques. You know, if you're a beader, like, I can't see that stuff, but if you're a beader, you go, oh yeah, this is how they did that.
I'm not that familiar with that, but it looks great, especially for looking at those details.
Lisa Baikkonen is in charge of security and visitor services at the Sheldon Jackson Museum, which she says is just 20 years younger than the Smithsonian. She says access without risk is another great advantage of the virtual museum technology.
And it's not going to harm the artifact. You know, a lot of times those things are very fragile, and you want to preserve them in perpetuity. And if people are handling them and knocking them around and this and that, they aren't going to last very long. But virtually, there they are.
Pacific High students were hoping to apply to possibly go back to the Smithsonian, but funding for this particular school project grant looks like it might be discontinued. Cass Pook sees that as a tragedy, and she says any program like this one that requires technology should be put in the hands of youth.
They're missing a really big piece with the technology that our children have. They're our future.
For Raven News, I'm Bonnie Sue Hitchcock.